Hello, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues. I assure you we're not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes. Your response will remain strictly confidential, and to make sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
63.
Thank you so much. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Anglo, Hispanic, or Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Thanks. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
Thanks. It is still a long time away, but the next mayor election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe?
Very likely.
Thank you. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing in the United States?
The economy.
Thank you. When did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election? On election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before, or months before the election?
I'd say months before. I always vote.
Thank you. In just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio?
The economy.
Thank you so much. Now, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you vote on this issue. Issue number one, the summary is that provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, conception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, and continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health. A no vote opposes amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decision. Based on that summary, how do you vote on issue number one? Yes or no?
This past election, is that the one you're asking about?
Yes.
I voted no.
Thank you so much. Why did you vote no to issue one?
Because of the fine print.
I'm sorry?
Because of the language of the bill. It was giving people the right to have abortions up to 9 months of pregnancy. By the way, it was written.
Okay. Okay, let me write this down. Give me just a moment. Okay, and you said you voted no on issue number one in the November 7 election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue one? On the election date, a few days before the election, a few weeks before, or months before the election?
Weeks, when I saw the warning.
I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the elections this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital apps and videos like YouTube, Spanish language online digital apps and videos, social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboards and yard signs, direct mail, family members or friends talking about the election, shorts, social clubs or community groups.
What was the start of the question?
Sure. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might have heard about the elections this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election cycle. So from the ones I mentioned.
I heard all of the ads, and the ones that stuck out the most were the ones that were not telling the truth about what the wording on the bill was.
Okay, so we could say that it was English language TV ads, the radio, online,
yep,
digital.
Yep, English language.
Okay. And also social media?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. When considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Friends or family, healthcare, medical professionals, faith religious leaders, clergy, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with their wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media influencers.
Positions, probably.
Okay. Let's see. So it will be for the healthcare medical professionals?
Right.
Okay, thank you. Do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election?
Beyond the text of the bill, the advertising that was going on promoting a yes vote. Obviously, misleading.
Okay. Thank you so much. Let me add that. Now, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind and on how you will vote on issue number one? Yes or no?
No.
May I know why?
Why I was going to vote for issue one, a no, or?
No, if you at any point during the campaign, you change your mind on how you will vote on issue one.
No, I was not going to change my mind. I don't think abortion should be as often as it seems to be in the country right now. There's a lot of ways to keep from conceiving or keep from getting pregnant beyond an abortion, which seems to be what that bill was pushing for, abortion up until 9 months, and I don't believe in that.
Okay. Let me write this down. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
Thank you. May I know the reason why?
Well, it's my responsibility to vote. I always would.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read to you a series of messages that were used by both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing. When we face personal medical decisions, bless you. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family. And the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes of number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, even with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriage, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing. It's lying.
Okay, thank you so much. Governments, go ahead.
They're leaving out that was legal for abortion up to 22 weeks. They're leaving that out like it didn't exist.
Got it. Now, the next one is, government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child, never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Thank you. Legal expert says issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing, I guess. It's too muddy.
Okay. If you would like to, I can read it over.
You can what?
If you would like to, I can read it again, if you're not sure.
Yes, please.
Okay. Legal experts says issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but we're glad they ultimately choose not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing, somewhat convincing, not very convincing, or not convincing at all?
Yeah, convincing.
Okay. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions. But if issue one passes in the 9 months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republican and Democrats oppose the late-term abortion allow under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Thank you. The last one goes, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Pushes to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists wants to take all that away. Under their proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Thank you so much. Which party mostly share your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Which do I what?
Which party mostly share your personal views on the topic of
abortion?
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing in the United States that will likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections?
The economy.
Thank you. Now, if you have to choose which of the following three issues you will say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election, economic issue and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedom, protecting democracy of the United States.
Three, I suppose.
Okay. Will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for your person, for you personally, in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
No.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as a Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate, or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote? Definitely Democrats. Okay.
Definitely Republican.
Let me add that. And now, it's still a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for presidents were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden and the Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as a Republican Party nominee, a third party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Republican Trump.
Thank you so much. Can you please let us know why?
Because he did exactly what he said he was going to do the last time he was in office. That's kind of hard to find in Washington.
Okay. Thank you so much. And just a couple of more questions, and we're finished with the interview. And also, I would like to thank you so much for taking the time with this. In what country were you born?
United States.
Thank you so much. In what country were your parents or grandparents born?
United States.
Also your grandparents?
That's correct.
Thank you so much. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree the most with, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Republican Party.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you so much. And what is your annual household income before taxes? Is less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, or between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than that?
It's probably between 50 and 75.
Thank you. And can you please let me know what's your gender?
Male.
Thank you. And that was all. Thank you very much again for taking the time to take the survey with us. I highly appreciate it.
Yep, you're welcome.
Thanks. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. Bye, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.